Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
I'm just actually driving back from the beach. I did two live streams just before on my Facebook page. It's just about this. Well, it was about a lot of things. It was about me just giving you permission to do things your way. You know, that just because something worked for somebody doesn't mean that it can or has to or will work for you. And one thing that came up for me while I was talking about that was this idea of resistance, you know, and resistance about what, you know, what you think you must do. And it came up because while I was talking about this whole thing, like figuring out what works for you and forgetting more, you know, forgetting about all the things that you should do, shoulds and haves and all that shit, it just has a yucky energetic vibe to it. What if I just gave you permission to do what you want to do? What if I just gave you permission to create because you want to create? And I was talking about, you know, the ways in which we create best as people, and we're all different. We're all different. So for me, as a kid, I was always the last minute person. If I had an assignment due, I wasn't a planner. It would come to that day and I would just do it that day. And part of that was because I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to be told that I had to hand in an assignment on that day. So I would resist it until the last minute and then I would just cram it together and, you know, it would be passable. But when did I create my best stuff? When did I create the stuff that was cool? It wasn't under a deadline. It was when I had the freedom to do it because I felt called to do it. And so I was really just talking about how, you know, this idea of being consistent, as in showing up week in, week out, sending your email newsletter out on every Tuesday, you know, making sure your podcast goes out on the right day and the right time. Like, that's great. But if it causes you this, if you're having this feeling of duty and obligation and a yucky vibe around it, then that yucky vibe will be traveling through whatever you're creating and landing. That's why people who have success and they're being consistent, you know, it's not because they've sent their newsletter out every Tuesday. It's because that's the way they create best. They've found a way to create the best for them, and then they've used that to their advantage. So for me, when I am in feeling like I'm in a creation mode, I'll just sit down and I'll punch out 10 emails. And then I can schedule that shit because it's been created in an energy that is way more high vibe than if I leave it to the last minute and I just knock out a whole bunch of shit. Like, I have to feel called to do it. But that doesn't mean that I can't be consistent, because when I feel called to do it, I just have to open the floodgates and get as much out as I can at that time. You know what I'm saying? So after I kind of talked about that, I went away and then I went back on the live stream a couple of minutes later just to talk about the difference between resistance and, you know, that intuition, I guess. So I did a 7-day food challenge a few weeks ago, or maybe even a month or two ago. And in that food challenge, I was just coming up against resistance. And how did I identify that it was resistance? What I figured out was I was telling myself I couldn't have this thing. I couldn't have this thing. So, you know, this diet was very bland. It was just like meat, a small amount of meat and lots of raw vegetables. And my mind was telling me I needed more. I wanted sugar. I wanted banana. I wanted bread. I wanted, you know, just anything that wasn't the things that I was told I could only eat these things. And so I went to the girl who was running the thing and I said, I'm just feeling just huge. Like, I just want to eat something that isn't fucking vegetables and meat. And she was like, okay. And she said, what if I said to you, You can have whatever you want. Just go and eat whatever you want. And I was like, oh, no, I'd rather just have the meat and veg. And my mindset shifted because I was no longer going, I have to eat the veg and meat. I was going, I'm choosing to eat the meat and veg. And that was my realization that it was resistance. Because when given the option, I would have still chosen to eat the food that was on the plan. So for me, I feel resistance around following rules and formulas and, you know, doing things that I should do and that I hate being told what to do. I hate competitions because it means that I have to, like, I don't know, like, perform. And so I don't do a lot of things out of that resistance. Not out of resistance, out of defiance. Because I'm like, fuck you, you can't tell me what to do. But then if I ask myself that question, if I just gave myself permission not to do that thing or to do that thing, what would happen then? And if the answer is, oh, I'd still want to do it because I can see it's worthwhile, then do it. Then do it. But if the answer is, oh, thank fuck, now I can do that thing or I can not do that thing and that feels freeing, then do that. You know what I mean? That means that it's not resistance. It's that your intuition is telling you that this isn't what you want. And how do you know that? Because you just gave yourself permission to do whatever the thing was and you still didn't want to do it. So you don't want to do it and you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. But if you ask yourself that question and the question is, well, yeah, I still want to have that thing or I still don't want to do that thing, then cool. That's cool. You can do it because it's your intuition telling you yes. You know what I mean? So it's just about like reframing it so that then you can see what it is. Is it resistance or is it my intuition? Yeah, I hope this has really helped. Let me know. Let me know what you've thought. Hit me up at carlynimmo.com or on my Facebook page. Resistance or intuition? It's all in your mindset. And all you have to do is ask yourself the question, would I still want it if I could? Or, you know, and then just go with your reaction to that. Okay, that's it from me today. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.